Thank you so much, Thabile. So, brand new term, which means brand new series at His Youth Sunday morning. I hope you're ready for this. And let me preview. There's the poster on the wall if you ever forget what's coming. There's also a very nice printed color handout with all the events, Friday, Sunday, and you can get one of those for Mahala. So we're going to be looking at different issues, okay, each week. Next week, it's all about pressure. The week after that, it's about bullying. It's not just about, hey, you must stop bullying because you're such the bully. Stop bullying her. It's about how can I be equipped when I see that issue happening, how do I intervene? So if I'm discipling someone, if I have a friend who's dealing with that issue, if I see someone at school with that issue, then I'll be able to be equipped. Okay, we'll make it as practical as possible. You'll see after today if it's really practical. We'll be fighting anxiety. Who's ever been anxious? It's like, we'll have to do that one just before the exams maybe, you know? It's like, and depression. Not just, you know, that you get sad because your airtime's run out. There's the real thing of depression that can hit you. Hits anybody. I know some pastors who have been really down with depression, you know? If you've had a baby child, you know? There can be depression. And how do we help friends who have depression? We're going to interrupt this transmission to bring you a special spring morning celebration. It should be warm, but bring a jersey in case. But it will be food and stuff Sunday morning. We'll do the whole morning in here, AM 1, AM 2. So look out for that. It's going to be a special. Then we'll be back into our series with fighting suicide. Some of us actually attended a funeral of a young girl that was on that wall. Couple years back. She was part of our youth group for a few weeks. We met her through Greenside High School, and she had moved away to Middleburg, and she just gave up the will to live, took her life. And it was sad, I tell you what. It was like hectic. So what do we do if we see some signs? What about drugs? You know, and it might stop some of you dealing, unfortunately. I'm sorry about that, Hannes. I know you deal drugs, but we'll see. Yeah, how do we deal with drugs, you know? What about breakups? What happens when family breaks up or relationships breaks up? And sometimes those can lead to, I guess, depression and suicide and other things, anxiety and stuff and abuse. What do I do when someone's being abused? Do I say, oh, shame, sucks to be you? No, is there some steps, some things I can do? What can I do? So it's the firefighter series. Remember, we started the year with the fire catchers, catching fire, passion. We then went into fire starters, how to make disciples. Don't forget, all the stuff is still online via the Facebook group if you ever want to go back or if you're new to the mix. And then next term, we'll be looking at the fire builder series. How do I build up disciples with small groups and stuff like that? So I think this is going to be a fabulous term. Here's what I want to suggest. You know, like in Toy Story, there's the travel buddies. When everyone's packing to go, then those toys all say like, hey, do you have your travel buddy? Because you don't want to get like left, you know? So make sure everyone goes on the trip. I want to suggest that we should do like fire buddies. And they do this at preschools. They come and teach the kids that if there's a fire, you don't just like run out. You like say, oh, you coming with me? You my buddy. Let's go. Then we can scream and run like crazy people, okay? So together we can hold hands. So I don't just leave my buddy behind. Now remember, as a soldier, we wouldn't leave anyone behind. I once camped 160 kilometers into Angola protecting some guys that were injured and some vehicles that were blown up. And we knew the enemy knew where we were, okay? Because we heard the radio chatter and we heard our position being given away. But we were not allowed to withdraw until we had brought everyone back alive. Soldiers do that. We're like the Lord's army. But we just like, sorry about you. You know, you're slow. As long as I'm running faster than you, I don't care about you. No. We don't want to leave anyone behind. Can I get an amen? Okay, we're not going out of here and leaving. So if I see you, Darlington, if I'm your buddy and I see one of these issues or something, or I see you struggling, I'm like, hey, I'm here for you. Maybe next week you're here for me, you know, because I'm going to be struggling with something for sure. So I want you to see if there's someone in this room right now. You might be sitting next to someone. I know Jack, youth pastor from South, you're not going to grab a buddy today, but maybe you can take the idea back. So, but maybe some brothers are going to do that, some sisters. So right where you are now, just look around, see if there's someone that you'd like to. and just say, hey, I'll be your buddy, your fire buddy for this term, okay? Worst case, today's a bit, we're down in numbers. I think we're down by about 20 people because I've walked the talk. I'm assuming everyone's walking the talk and not just sleeping in bed. I suspect it's the latter, not that first one. But maybe there will be a chance next week with some guys back, and we'll do this again next week. Okay, everyone got a buddy or thinking about it? And before you leave here this morning. So you know something about this incredible Hulk of a character. He's actually just a very nice, gentle guy. You met him in the supermarket. Hi, are you having the baked beans? Oh, Kua's the best brand. He's like, oh, thank you so much. I needed that advice. And then you get to the checkout till and the baked beans are 10 Rand and not 8 Rand like on special. And he just, it's something causes that change from that passive little guy to like mayhem and destruction, and the whole city is at risk as much as he tries to contain it. What is this all about? You know what I mean? Like, have you met anger? You know, have you seen it somewhere? Maybe it's that schoolyard bully who's just like always the guy to fight. It's that you've seen that rage. It kind of takes over the whole of us, doesn't it? Like even our muscles change, and it's not just a guy thing. Girls can have rage too, right? Yeah, don't touch a woman scorned. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Don't go scorning no woman this week, brothers. No, not without full body armor. You can get sore. I love the cartoons. They always like show smoke coming out of the ears, right? I've never seen that in real life. I'd be worried if one of my kids says like smoke come out the ears. I'm like, did you put cotton wool in your ears and set it on fire? Because there's smoke coming out your ear. But it's that idea that we just, what is it about driving? You get in the car and you're like, dun, 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 dun. First gear, clutch, accelerator. What are you doing? You're cutting me off. You don't have the right to go in front of me. I'm driving a BMW. What are you driving? City Golf. Get away. It's like, there was a guy from Honeydew that got out of a car that was causing him rage, and he beat the guy to death with a baseball bat. I don't know if you heard, it was a few years back. It was a heavy scene. I actually had met him once in a church where I was youth pastor in Honeydew. He was a normal dude. He just lost it. Jail. Changed the course of his life. I don't know, but I don't think Suarez is an evil cannibal. I don't think he goes around looking for people. He's there by the frozen vegetables and he's by the milk and it's like, he's just biting people. I don't think so. I think there's anger. Something gets said or something happens or there's some frustration and it cost him 4 months. And I don't know if we'll see him back on the world stage again. And what a brilliant football player, okay? There's apparently a new movie. It's a relaunch of Jurassic Park and it's going to be epic. It's big. It's huge. And you see ones of him as a shark, you know, coming out the water and all that. But, you know, what makes us angry? What is it that makes us angry? And I'm sure none of you ever get angry. I want you to have a look at this little video. There's these two brothers. One's filming, and the one guy's just beaten his brother, and he's giving him a bit of beef about who's the better gamer. I'm sure this would never happen to you. Sure. I don't know what happened after that, if that guy is still alive. But I think that film guy has that camera embedded in his face. Rage, anger. One of our own youth who has a YouTube channel, a Bongwe boy, did this. I wonder what would be on your video if you made a video of things I hate. I mean, there's things I hate about you. But what do I hate, okay? So maybe turn to that person next to you and say, hey, so what makes you bring out the green guy? Go. So judging by all the interaction, I think there's some anger issues in the building. Am I right? Anyone asked someone like, and they said, no, nothing. I've never got angry in my life yet. Only Darlington? No, I've seen you, bro. No, I'm joking. It's common, right? How do we approach this thing called anger? I mean, we all know there's angry birds, right? And some are like the Hulk angry birds. And why? Because they hate the pigs. I don't know why they hate pigs. They obviously don't like bacon and eggs for breakfast or something, like I really do. There's even one called Short Fuse, which got me thinking about our God, of whom it said, let me show you that, that God is compassionate and gracious and never gets angry. What? That can't be right. Anger's sin. You said it's not. That's pretty bold. And it has to be not. Why? Otherwise, God's a sinner. It doesn't say God is never angry. It says God is slow to anger. And in fact, that's what God is. He's not short fuse. He's slow burning fuse. I am pretty happy that our God doesn't have a quick temper. Oh my gosh. I don't think I'd be speeching here today. You know what I mean? It's like a thing I did last week. Like, I know what you did last week. You know, it's like an epic movie that God's making. It's like, people often get very like, God must kill these people for like sin. Yeah, are you sure you want God to kill people for sin? Because have you sinned? Did you sin this week? Did you? Do you want it to kill you? No, not me, just bad people. No, either you want God to kill everyone all the time, or you want him to be gracious. He's full of compassion. This is what we read. Be slow to speak. Some of us, we can just camp there and try and figure that out, how to do that. Be quick to listen. Some of us are like, don't confuse me with the facts. I've got my mind made up. I'm not listening. Slow to anger. Again, it doesn't say never angry. For anger does not produce the righteousness of God. You know, there's a time for anger and a place. I remember Debbie and I were driving through Pinetown. I think it was in... was it evening, early evening? And as we stopped at a robot, I saw a guy run past a woman and rip her bag from her and just start running down. It's near the post office down the bottom of Pinetown. Bit of a, at night, it's like not well lit, right? What do you think I did? It's like, someone needs to do something. We should phone the police. Handbrake up. Like the hair in the back of my neck is up. I'm out. Debbie didn't drive at that time. She's sitting in the car in the middle of traffic. I'm running down the road. I come towards the guy, and I just stop, give that back. And I'm like angry. I bet you my face was a bit red. So he runs around. There's like a tree growing out. You know how they plant trees in the sidewalk? And there's like that barrier. So he pulls out this knife. It's like about yay size. And I'm like dancing around this tree with him. And as I'm about to get killed, a guy leans over my shoulder with a gun, pistol, and says, "Move, I'll blow your head off." I could have kissed him. I promise you. I could have kissed my friend with a gun because I was going down. Something about the rage in me that someone was being violated, someone who couldn't fight back, had their possessions taken. Now, I think it's in hindsight, I sometimes think it was stupid because I could have lost my life for that. But there's that thing that rises in you that makes you take action. If you don't have that, you'll just, it doesn't matter. If you care about nothing, you'll never have anger issues. But there's something that rises. It does say get rid of bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander with every form of malice. So we are moving away from those things. But this human emotion of anger is not, it's not the problem in and of itself. Hate sin. Zeal for your house has consumed me, said Jesus one time. And he took a whip and he drove people out the temple because they were hindering non-Jewish folk like you and I from coming to worship God because they were cheating people. So God doesn't sin, but God gets angry sometimes. It's how we use our anger, okay? I want to suggest a couple things about anger, why you want to move away. It's an emotion that makes your mouth work faster than your brain. You'll say things that you wish you hadn't. Because it's just like, I'm so angry. Have you ever said something to someone you wish you hadn't? Maybe to a parent, to a friend, to a colleague, to yourself, about someone. It invariably comes back to you, okay? Anger is like taking poison and waiting for the other person to die. Because sometimes the person's not even aware that you're angry with them. It's like 2 days later, you've been angry the whole time. Dima Katsu doesn't even know I'm angry with her. And I see her like, do you know how angry I've been with you? She's like, oh, really? I'm so, oh, sorry. If I'd known, I would have been like, for 2 days, I've been green, you know? Ever done that? Person doesn't even know about it. Person doesn't care. It's like, oh, what's good of that? I'm taking the poison hoping that you die. I'm holding a burning coal in my hand to throw at you. What's happening? I'm the one getting burned. It's not wise to keep anger against people in situations. It doesn't help the relationship, that's for sure. A third analogy, thanks to Riddick. You think that hating is a weapon that attacks the person who harmed us? Hatred is a curved blade. Now, that's apparently a fighting blade. Any of you into fighting? I think it's a Selleck or something like that. I'm sure he knows how to use it in the movie. But I tell you what, if I'm using that blade, I'm sticking myself by mistake. Like, I'm going, it's a curved blade anger. It kills and harms the person wielding it. And so that's why we want to be equipped this morning to know what do I do when anger starts rising? I mean, you saw that transition moment where Bruce Banner, the nice guy's lying on the ground, and Loki's trying to get him to respond right, and you see him half responding, but his eyes are still normal. And she looks at him and says, it's okay. And then suddenly the rage takes over. He can't. What could I do when I see the green man starting to come out in me, or more particularly in someone that I'm with? How do we fight? How do we slow it down? Not how do we remove it altogether. You know, there's a place for righteous anger, for wrath. But what do I do? I want to suggest a number of things. Firstly, call a timeout. Whether it's yourself or with someone else. When you see that situation going, as soon as possible, you want to do what a coach will do. You want to come in and say, "Whoa, timeout." Now, it's only in sissy American sports that they do this, not real sports like rugby. There's no such thing as a timeout, right? You die. You just like, hospital, ambulance comes and fetches you. I think it would be good sometimes, you know, when your favorite team, I would have liked, if I was a Chiefs supporter last night, when it was like 6-6 or something, you know, the penalty shooter, I would like, oh, timeout. Ooh. Could someone who can kick, someone who doesn't do that and kick it over the top right-hand corner where the goalie just waves the ball goodbye into the stands. Could we just talk a bit? Is there someone who can actually kick the ball straight? Do you? Yeah. Come. It's that chance to assess the situation, to stop, to pause, because you're just like this bull in a china shop. You know, think of that china shop, not the Chinese mall, but that all that fine glass and china and crystal, and you bring your pet bull in. And you show him a red, well, it's movement, I think, but let's say it's red. He's like, I don't know why red makes him green, but it does, okay? And what do? You say, Mr. Bull, could we have a word, you and I? Come, sure. You've been drinking too much Red Bull, haven't you? You need to take the white pill, okay? And you bring, you chill him down, and he's like, I'm going to break a lot of stuff and have to pay it, right, Onta? It's like, yeah. And your children's children, because the sins of the bull is visited on the children's children. And the bull says, thank you for that. I'm just going to go outside and punch a parking meter or something, and then I'll be okay. Time out. Chill. Come down. Time to talk a bit of strategy. Time to think about what is going on here. What are we seeing? Freeze your words and actions. Divert your mind, and maybe even laugh for a little while. That will help tame the demon called anger. I don't think there's a literal demon, you know? Oh, I got the demon called anger. It's our emotions playing on us, okay? I know that the evil forces can work with that at times. But freeze your words. Freeze your actions. Sometimes I just need to pull it out. What's the first point? I kind of forgot what the point was of this. It is? Call a timeout, number one. Don't forget that. In this exercise now, you're going to get a handout. You'll be able to scribble some of these 5 steps down. Secondly, I want to suggest that you check the triggers. Okay, so we've got a number of pages if they can get handed out in the meantime. Thanks, Debs. Everyone's going to get a pen and one of these, and I'll give you a minute or two to think it through. It's more important you understand what's here. But think about it for a moment. Back to the angry birds again. We've got this bomb over here. We've got a fuse. We've got a box of matches. You know what's going to happen when we light that fuse? There's a countdown. One day, I was in a bunker training to be a soldier, and a friend of mine, Gideon, pulled the pin out of the grenade and dropped it in the bunker at our feet. I looked at Gideon, I looked at the grenade, looked at Gideon. He was just standing there, absolutely frozen. I don't know what he was going on in his mind. He just froze and dropped the hand grenade. Now, you know a hand grenade doesn't explode when it hits the ground. That's only in the German movies when they used to throw that what was that called? Stun grenade or something. You throw that one. What I had to do is I had to bend down, pick it up, throw it out. I had 4.5 seconds to get that thing from the moment he pulled the pin out of the bunker. Do you think I made it in time? No, that's why my face looks like this. Yes, I did. If I just stood there, you know, I had a fuse that was burning and I knew it was quick. I couldn't pour water on it, but I needed something to diffuse the situation. Something has to happen in that anger situation where you can discern between what is triggering my action. So what is the match that's lighting that? In my little story, it's the pin that was pulled out. What is causing the countdown? Secondly, what is the fuse as that fuse starts to shh? It's a scary sound that if something's counting down. You know, maybe you've started a claymore mine and it's, you've got like a few seconds to get out of there. It's like you've got to run for what it's worth. I know I'm getting angry. And then in the end, could there be some water I could pour on or scissors to cut the fuse? What could I do when I'm angry to get it under control? Okay, so spend just about a minute or two. It's more a resource, a tool for you to take away. But what's the matchstick? What's the fuse? What's the water? And I would talk a person through that. I'll say, hey, can we talk about that explosion that happened this morning? You know, what next time, maybe you could start to say, what is it that keeps on making you get really, really angry and mad? How do you know? Are there danger? Are there signs so that I can be aware and take evasive action? What is the action? What is the water that will stop that fire rocket exploding? Okay, try and get just initially one for each of those, just to give you the idea of how to think about this. So you're trying to help the person check the trigger. What is it that goes off particularly? We'll talk a little bit more about kind of the water and doing some other things, but gives you a good idea. You may want to, on the back, write down the 2 points we've come across so far, and I've forgotten them. Getting really old these days, can't remember. I think the first one was, oh yes, the timeout thing, calling a timeout. There was a second one that I mentioned, tie your shoelaces. No, that wasn't it. That's that other sermon. Eat chicken? No. What was number two, the one we're busy with now? Someone? Something about, there's like a, what about the trigger? Yeah, and yes, check the triggers. What is it that's causing me to do that? So if I go back just to there we go. Number two, check the triggers. So call a timeout. Check the triggers. What is causing this anger to erupt? Okay. So I'm not saying you always have to, oh, I got a handout for you. Let's work through it. You might, but you might just say, I want to understand what's the trigger. What's the match? What's the fuse? What's the water? I want to suggest a third step. Maybe some of you are saying like, oh, I got the odd issue. And we'll pray just now. And then there comes a time when our thinking is probably faulty. I don't know about you, but often when I'm angry, I actually didn't think it right. Or I thought the other person was going to do this or think that. And if I could just have a different way of thinking, okay? Now, what can help me actually correct my thinking? Well, I want to suggest maybe a little piece of paper like that or a journal where you do what's known as steam journaling. Yeah, think of that letting off steam or my pen. I'm writing so quick that it's like burning on the page. But I'm recording my thoughts. I just write them down. You know, so if someone's just made you really mad at home, maybe your parent has come and cleaned up your bedroom and you hate that because everything's like missing now, you know? So I just write down, like, ah, I'm feeling so mad. Break the window. I want to kill her. Then you start to say, okay, I'm going to read those thoughts now. Now I'm a little bit more normal. I'm not punching the wall so much. What actions can I take to reduce the tension? Hey, so what could I do here? You know? And then why am I afraid to act to improve the situation? Why am I seemingly going down this road of destruction? I'm sure old Hulk in him is like, oh, I really want to be nice, and I'm going to be nice now. Punches some poor dude, you know? Sends Hercules. Who did he punch? Thor. Something wasn't right about her. Yeah, Hercules is not one of the Avengers. Okay? So get it out. Think about it. Change, correct the thinking. As a man thinks, so is he. My thought process. Think on positive things. Try and think, and here's a great step. Try and think that your perspective may be wrong. Woo, that's hard to know in that moment, isn't it? What if there's another perspective? What if I need to change my perspective? Maybe your perspective on this is wrong. Came up with this and saw this week somewhere. But so with my eyes, I see this. But if I borrowed your eyes, I might see this. Who knows? You know, they talk about walking in someone else's shoes. Or if I could just pause, wouldn't it be great in life if you could hit, I go pause button, pause, the situation pauses. Then I'll say, okay, I'm going to take that course of action and pause. Let's see where, oh my gosh, I just got expelled from school. Rewind, pause. I think I'm going to do something different. Okay, so the teacher, I thought she was unfair with her marks, and punching her in the face got me expelled. I'm going to make a resolution, put in a challenge to the system, whoever your school, you know, guidance person is. I want to challenge the grade and ask for a rewrite. Fast forward, became head boy the next year. Not too bad. Okay? You don't really have the opportunity to do that in life. But if I could play some scenarios, right? So if I, and this leads me to choosing my response finally. Because I want to choose my response. You know the word responsible? I like to remember what that word means by remembering responsible, able response. I am able to choose my response. When you're responsible, you're able to choose your response. My response is my responsibility. I can't just keep blaming everyone else. You know, Adam's like, ah, God, it's this woman you put here, and that serpent, and like, ish, it's not me, it's her, it's a snake, it's you. He actually blames God, you know? I'm sure God is thinking like, but you're responsible. You're able to choose your response, you know? Push pause. Like, and this is maybe, it's like using this idea of like media and stuff. Hit pause. Go backwards and forwards, you know? Choose the best response. And then when you hit play, do the action that would avoid destruction. It doesn't really help to burn the house down because you can't find your homework. Because then you'll never find it because then everything's burned, right? If we could just hit pause, check the different options. Imagine if you were a fire buddy to someone who's about to do something that's going to ruin their lives forever. It's like someone walks up to a bridge and someone's about to jump off, and you can just pause that situation and say, hey, you know what? Maybe there's another situation. Maybe another job's going to come across. You know? There's the five steps. I want you to take those, and maybe, you know, one of the challenges or one of the privileges I think that happen when God gives us something, like some understanding, some equipping, he often brings someone across your path who needs just that. Maybe some of us need this for this week. But don't be surprised if this week at school, either in a rugby match, because it's rugby season now, tennis match, just on the field. I mean, I just remember one day picking on the biggest guy in our high school. Leonard was first team captain of the water polo team. Leonard, you know what I'd have to do? I have to like go under the water with my hand, pick up that ball. It's like heavy. It's got all the water on it. Then I have to try and throw it in the goal. Leonard would just do this and throw it. His hand literally went over that ball, and he just, in one movement, he could pick it up and throw it. Goalkeepers were just never quick enough to respond to Leonard, and that's why our school was so good at it. Think how strong and how big this dude must have been. He was a freak. He should have been at a special school for giants. But he wasn't. He was at my school. One day he said something about my father. He probably didn't even mean something really bad. And I picked on Leonard. And I think I threw a fist. I got halfway toward him. He just picked me up and threw me onto a desk, bust the desk in half, and I was down on the ground. There was the end of the fight. Let's just say I wasn't going to get up and like do it. I was like, I'm lucky to be alive. You know, because Leonard could have literally killed me. In that moment, I needed someone to say, Mark, Can we go for a walk? Time out, please, Mark. Because you going? You want to throw a punch against Leonard Maurer? It's not called Maurer. I mean, even Maurer just sounds bad, doesn't it? Leonard Maurer. He just mouths people. It's not meow. Maurer. Power. I'll kill you, you know? I just needed someone to say, hey, time out, Mark. You know, maybe you need to check the trigger here. Like, what did he say about your dad? You know, and, you know, in the grand scheme of things, is it worth getting killed over that he threw a silly comment? Maybe later you could email the dude. Dear Leonard, please don't say bad things about my dad. Otherwise, I will call Hannes to kill you. Or something like that, okay? Correct my thinking. Like, no, 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 don't go throwing punches at people. Change my perspective and choose a better response. My back's feeling sore now because I remember what happened 40 years ago. Leonard, I loved him a lot. Not. I want to pray. I don't want to embarrass anyone, but when I pray, maybe some of us are sitting here saying, you know, secretly I might look all chill on the outside, but I've got some temper issues. I had some. Been trained as a soldier. Actually creates anger in you and rage. That's how you get good soldiers. Not these placid people. And I had to really work on it. I remember pushing Debbie off her bed once. I got so angry. Remember once in second, third year of our marriage, picked up a multimeter. I was testing something. She made me cross. I threw it against the wall. Bust the multimeter. And it was cost $1,000 or something. I had to deal with anger so that to this day, thank the Lord, I've never actually hurt anyone in my family. But that was bred in me. And it was all waiting to explode. And the devil was like, I'm going to just push the right buttons. And so you might look cool, calm on the outward, but you know what? You might have anger issues within. And plus, I want to pray that God will equip us to be able to diffuse anger in situations in people we're leading toward Christ and into maturity. So let's pray. Father, right now we put ourselves before you. You're the only one who really knows us. Some of us, Lord, know how our anger can be diverted inward and we can just hate on ourselves or get really angry and just go and get lost in our music and games and just bring out our frustration there. And may we indeed find better ways to deal with anger. May we have slow fuses. So we bring our emotions to you. We don't ask you this morning to take our emotions away. We want to be people of passion. We want to feel. We want to care. We want to respond quickly when there's danger. But we want to be people who are slow to anger. We want to know how, Lord God, to do things like taking a time out. Lord, how can we just begin to see what's triggering our anger? How can we learn to choose a better response in the moment? And Lord, help us deal with it. Give us your Holy Spirit to be that peaceful one within us. Help us also, Lord God, as we deal with people and friends and people at school, even this week, maybe we'll have a moment, an opportunity to help someone take a time out and avoid danger. Help us not to become victims or to just leave people to be victims of rage and anger and all the harm that can be caused to themselves, their families, or to the community. Thank you, Lord, that you want us to grow in your likeness. Thank you that you are the God of compassion, slow to anger and abounding in love. Help us to be the same. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Do come next week to learn how to fight pressure. When you're under pressure, what do you do? Sean Pierce will be preaching next week, and I'm sure it's going to be a really, really awesome Sunday morning. God bless you all.